It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it's been a while since New York City has hosted a championship parade for one of our pro sports teams, and while there is still a ways to go, the Knicks and Rangers are making a serious push. The latest big win comes from the Blue Shirts, who pulled off a huge third-period comeback last night to put away the Carolina Hurricanes and advance to the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, so I admit it, because I wake up around 2:30 in the morning, I turned off the Ranger game after the second period. But I woke up to this video from my college buddy Al. Wait, they won? That incredible sound of thousands of fans celebrating outside the Garden, and why not? This sure does feel like 30 years ago, doesn't it, Matt?
This team shows the amount of heart that the same team in 1994 showed. It's the same team that's going to go on and win the Stanley Cup and bring back a championship to New York.
Finding a way to win somehow, this team has been doing it. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, outside MSG.
While the Rangers await the winner of the Florida Panthers-Boston Bruins series, the Knicks, meantime, will try to close out the Pacers tonight in Indiana. Much more coming up in 1010 Winds Sports with Mark Erne. The Trump hush money trial could head into closing arguments as soon as next Tuesday. This as the Trump team continues to grill the prosecution's star witness.
The defense wanted to portray Michael Cohen as a rogue actor and a liar, peppering him with questions about making decisions on his own when dealing with the media, news stories, statements. But Cohen countered that he always checked with the boss. Donald Trump always ran anything by him. Trump, sitting at the defense table, has been a more active listener, his body turned toward the witness stand, not closing his eyes as often. Cohen is the prosecution's final witness. The defense case begins next week. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In Williamsburg,
it's just absolutely awful. I cannot believe that somebody would attack children.
Councilman Lincoln Ressler talking to CBS 2 as the NYPD searches for the man who attacked two young Hasidic boys earlier this week. It happened Sunday before 9 p.m. on Franklin Avenue between Willoughby and Myrtle Avenues. The 11 and 13-year-olds were playing outside when some guy on a bike told them to get off the sidewalk and then suddenly started kicking and hitting them. Both boys suffered head injuries but should be okay. The incident is being investigated as a hate crime. A disability rights advocate now pressing charges against a Brooklyn lawmaker who he says shoved him at the Capitol building Wednesday up in Albany.
Michael Carey said he'd asked Senator Parker if he would co-sponsor a piece of legislation in memory of his son who died while in state care.
And the last point I made to him, again, I said, you know, my son died because he did not get 911 services. And then the senator snapped.
Carey said Parker became physically violent.
He grabbed me by the shoulders and literally shoved me backwards. And then he did it a second time, and I said, well, I'm pressing charges.
Parker has a history of physical violence. He was arrested in 2005 for punching a traffic agent. 4 years later, he was arrested after chasing a photojournalist and damaging his camera. The senator has not responded to requests for comment. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A man who suffered a heart attack while being mugged at knife point 3 months ago in the Bronx has died. This happened on February 18th when both 47-year-old Edgar Acevedo and a friend were confronted by two muggers at East Kingsbridge Road and the Grand Concourse. The suspects got away with about $100. At the time, Acevedo was rushed to Montefiore in cardiac arrest. Then May 5th, he had another medical episode that was fatal. The city medical examiner has ruled his death a homicide. The muggers, meantime, have yet to be caught. A new move to deal with shoplifters in the boroughs. This is new technology that will allow small businesses to allow the NYPD to watch their camera feeds in real time.
This is about supporting small businesses to keep the city safe. Mayor Adams says doing nothing about retail theft is a form of urban surrender.
We refuse to surrender to any form of criminality. We're not going to allow shoplifters and organized crime rings to prey on businesses.
The new pilot program will allow stores in 10 city neighborhoods to opt in to sharing their video feeds with police all the time or just in emergency situations. Commissioner Edward Caban.
It launches more efficient investigations, build stronger cases, and lead to more effective prosecutions.
Retail theft in the city is up 5% year to date. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Photos and video up at 1010winds.com of the two suspects wanted in a series of e-bike robberies last month in Brooklyn. This was on April 21st on Bushwick and Furman Avenues and then outside 605 Louisiana Avenue in East New York. There were also three other incidents, same neighborhood as well as Cypress Hills. In a couple of the robberies, the victims were threatened with a knife. They were pushed to the ground. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Nearly a quarter century after he was wrongly convicted of murder, a Brooklyn man is now a free man.
What happened to Stephen Carrington, he says, shouldn't happen to anyone. Locked up for 23 years for a crime he didn't commit in a case of mistaken identity after a witness to a 1995 murder in East Flatbush identified him as an accomplice, but he wasn't there.
This has been 28 years I've been fighting, trying to get this conviction off of me, so it's bittersweet, and I probably would have celebrated and felt much better if they'd have got me out when I was in prison.
Carrington got out of prison in 2018, and the conviction is now thrown out. His family never left his side. To those in his shoes, he says,
don't give up. You never know what can happen. You never know who's out there that can listen to you, who can hear you.
Carrington has many plans, including opening up his own barbershop. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
Well, big party this Sunday in the city at the third annual NYC Asian American Pacific Islander Parade. More than 70 different groups and organizations will take part with floats and music and dance. This year's theme is Unity is the Foundation of Peace. Co-chair Dr. Bindu Babu.
What's really nice about this parade is that many of us may not be able to travel to these countries to see this firsthand. But if you come to the parade, you will see at least a little synapse of what each country is, you know, a little screen of, you know, their colors and what their music sounds like and what they wear.
Well, the fun steps off 1 p.m. on 6th Avenue between 44th and 55th Streets on Sunday. Get more details at betterchinatown.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.